Asian Pop Radio Australia. 영원한 건 절대 없어 결국엔 넌 댄싱 바바바바바 원더더와지 노바 모두 I'm girl strong number one baby baby I'm girl strong Asian Pop Radio Australia Asian Pop Radio Australia
Welcome back to a new episode of Asian Pop Radio Australia. Why are you laughing at me?
Because it was so exciting. It sounded like a cricket commentator. And welcome back to the MCG. Which has nothing to do with Asian Pop.
No. Mm. Unless you like cricket.
Yeah.
Because it's not just Australian.
But when we talk about cricket on this show, all we get is crickets. You see what I did there?
Across the Community Radio Network, this is Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Hi, Jeanette.
Hey.
How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I am...
That's nice.
It's already starting. Hey, big show coming up for another week, as we always say.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the hashtag APRA Family Asian Pop Radio Australia program.
And welcome to the new family members. Hello.
Yeah.
Number one rule is hashtag APRA family.
This is true. Coming up next, we're going to have our news update thanks to Cassie.
Thank you.
We might have Jen Star coming up to have a chat about new releases if you're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Bad hesitation. It's yeah. Just pure gold.
Thank you. This sounds like a really awkward conversation on Eurovision.
This is not awkward at all.
Oh my God.
Paul will share his recommendation for Thai Pop Song of the Week.
Yeah, coming up is Japan I Go Young Rock You on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Thank you, Paul.
Phil joins us once again with a HelloKpop.com update.
Hey, Jess, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Have a bit of a cold.
You are a bit nasally, but we'll let it happen.
Phil.
You sound distinguished now. You can do talkback radio, Phil.
I think I'm ready.
And Shaz brings us another great place to go traveling through Korea, Imnida. Korea. My apologies. I really need that Korean class.
Coming up later in the show, the famous Lotte World Adventureland, the biggest indoor theme park in the world.
Music-wise, we might even play some Asian pop. Jeanette, do you want to take us through them?
You say we might play some Asian pop?
Yeah, we might. Like if you're some? Lucky. Yeah.
So we have some J-pop from Cute.
Nice.
Some V-pop from local V-pop pop star Hoyeon Kiet.
Yep.
Pretty sure that's not how you say his name.
Hoyeon Kiet.
Hi, this is Hoyeon Kiet.
And if we can squeeze it in, we have Juice, because we like to squeeze in
yeah.
the juice.
Yeah, did you yeah. see what I did there? Yeah,
I was blown by the wind with that joke.
Oh, yeah. Getting juicy in here. Our K-pop boys, Pure, with the track Wedding Day.
안녕하세요, Pure 입니다. 세상에
and a Malaysian treat from
Reshva.
Is it Reshva?
Reshva.
Oh, I got an email from Reshva. I should have asked him, but then I still wouldn't have known because he would have said.
How do you pronounce it? It's R-E-S-H-V-A-R.
Yeah. With a great kind of electro pop sort of trancy hit. So looking forward to sharing that.
Yeah, definitely have to listen out for that.
Plus music from Sistar with the new one, Touch My Body, and Cindy Wang.
Bless Cindy Wang.
We like Cindy Wang's new one. It's coming up for now. Going to kick off with another favorite of ours from Taiwan. Two Chinese songs this week. Jolene Tsai with Now Is The Time, an English track on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Coming up, the Asian Pop Radio Australia Asian Pop News Update. Yeah, we're gonna shut it down.
The only way we know how. We're gonna live for now.
Jolene Tsai, now is the time on Asian Pop Radio Australia, right across the community radio network. And I wonder if she got her motivation from Natalie Bassenthwaite. Remember she had that song Alive? And everyone else in the world that had a song called Alive? Okay. Jolene Tsai, of course, the former girlfriend of Jay Chou, as many of you would know. But did you know recently Jay Chou announced that he would be getting married, Jeanette, to his current girlfriend, current, the keyword, before his 36th birthday? And fans were outraged. Outraged. Cue outraged sound effect.
That's an outraged stomach. That's what it sounds like.
Okay,
in exams.
Cool. I was wondering what it was. Hoping that he would eventually get back with Jolene, right? So
yes.
Fans expressed their dissatisfaction, saying some even plan to forward 100,000 love letters to the singer to express their heartbreak. Hashtag drama.
It's not one relationship. It's relationships with everyone now. Does that mean I'm technically going out with Jay Chou?
Maybe. Nice. Is that what you want?
My grandma would be happy.
Yeah. On the side, Sam Conception.
Oh, God, don't even get me started. Sam Conception.
Across the community radio network, this is the Asian Pop News Update.
Conception is perfection. Thanks to crew member Cassie, this is the Asian Pop News Update.
Another pop star looks set to be tying the knot soon. Former Morning Musume member Maki Gotu is rumored to be getting married in the near future to someone from her hometown. Reports made the front page news this week. However, the news seems to have appeared out of nowhere and are yet to be confirmed or denied by Gotu herself. I make it sound like she's a 7-Eleven store, like Gotu.
Gotu sauce.
No.
If you want to hear the sauce, you go to
either,
the sauce.
Yeah. Confirmed or denied
Gotu,
by Gotu.
Gotu.
Gotu. Know it.
Okay.
In a recent report by Sports Nippon, it was said that her supposed husband is to be an ex-boyfriend whom she met 8 years earlier and happens to be 3 years her junior.
Do you reckon it's the sports in Japan, like baseball and everything? Do you think it's the off-season at the moment? Because all they're reporting on is J-pop artists. They're not actually reporting
on
sport.
Isn't that everywhere in the world? It's sports, the city.
Yeah.
That's what.
But they're reporting on J-pop and not sport. Anyway.
J-pop is a sport. Right?
It's a lifestyle, damn it. Hong Kong actor Raymond Lam reportedly declined offers this week to renew his contract with company TVB. According to reports, the decision to not renew the contract was brought upon after losing to Wang Lei for the Best Actor Award back in 2012. Stop laughing at me.
I'm not. I'm laughing with you.
No, you're laughing and pointing. Pointing is rude.
I wasn't even pointing. I have no hands.
The singer, who is considered as TBV's most adored son, wishes to establish his very own recording and production company in order to be able to film Chinese dramas and movies without any contractual binding, and will also make it easier for him to wed his current girlfriend. TBV and Raymond Lam are yet to respond to reports. Jeanette, what is with everyone getting married?
Well, let me tell you something about married people. Hong Kong-American actor Kevin Cheng was infuriated by reports this week that claimed that he was romantically involved with his married cousin.
Oh, get out.
That's like freaking home wrecking and incest. Like double standards.
It's a bit odd.
Oddballs.
It's a bit odd.
Yep. In recent reports, it was said that Cheng's cousin, who has taken on the role of his personal assistant and photographer, had been seen with him multiple times and had even distanced herself from her husband, who had intended to file for divorce.
Wow.
Kevin hit back at the tabloid, stating that there's a limit to his tolerance level. And because his family have been affected by the false accusations, he will reserve the right to take legal action.
I think he is well within the right to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you, Jeanette, have you ever looked sideways at a cousin? Or?
No.
No?
Gross.
You sure?
Just keep my face straight. I mean, my eyes. Everything straight ahead. Ain't nothing going to be turning around. Nah.
Follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio. Like us on Facebook, fb.com/AsianPop Radio. And subscribe to our YouTuber channel, youtube.com/AsianPop Radio.
If you do that, we send you cookies and sometimes we hug you. Depends what type of hug you want.
Have we actually ever sent cookies yet?
I did.
Oh, did you?
I made a whole batch of them.
If you would like cookies sent by Jeanette that Jeanette has made.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do get on our Facebook page, email us, message us and tell us and we'll see what we can
also
do.
Also write down what flavour you want. Because, you know, like, why not?
Do you do cookie dough as well?
What do you mean cookie dough?
Cookie just dough. Like,
no, can, we you, bake you can't with really love. Set. We don't make everything raw.
Only K-pop raw. Asian Pop Radio Australia. This is the new one by Sistar.
Touch my body.
Let's go! Touch my body.
Sistar touching my body on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Gross. You look sideways at your cousin and now Sistar... No, I'm not going to say it.
I never said I'd be looking sideways. I've been saying I'd be looking straight forward.
Would you look sideways at Sistar? The band. With an A. Ah, okay, don't.
Jason, oh,
don't
give me that
look.
Body.
Don't give me that look.
Touch my body.
Get that look enough around this place.
Oh.
So, tell us about Sistar's new track.
With 10 collective K-pop hot 100 number ones between the members and the group duos and soloists, female quartet Sistar is eyeing a summer smash with Touch My Body.
Yeah, it includes a bit of sax there.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be the trend at the moment, the saxophones coming back into the songs.
Yeah.
There you go.
A lot of sax in the songs.
They're having sax on the beach. And come on, that was gold.
That was so bad.
And that's from Billboard.com. So they're doing pretty good in America as well. Someone that would be doing good in America would be this lady because she's full of talent.
She should touch our bodies.
Wow. How are you?
I don't know. Thanks. It's super freaking
freezing cold in Sydney. I was not prepared how cold it is. Like, I thought it would be, you know, much warmer compared to Melbourne, but this is crazy.
Well, I must say that when I left my house this morning at 6 a.m, it was 1 degree.
1 degree. I like how you said 1 degree and not 1 degrees.
But that's one. It's not plural.
Yeah, there's not more than 1 degree in there. It's just one by itself. Lonely one.
I think you got that right.
Okay, good. Thank you. Let's have a look at the new releases, Jenstar.
Jolyn Tsai, who introduced her new English single called Now It's The Time, and it is to celebrate the World Cup. So it was released at the start of July. So it is kind of technically a little bit old, but still new.
New enough for us to play is the first song of this week's show.
Exactly. And next up, we have Cindy Wang, who calls up to her baby boy. In this music video, she's really cute and she's still really, really sexy. She's been in a Taiwanese pop for a very long time, but, you know, she still has that figure, still has that body. Mm. Oh my God, please check it out, baby boy.
I guess we have a lot in common then, me and Cindy. I'm sexy and cute and still got a hot body.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Next up, we also have CN Blue, who is going to be releasing a new single called Go Your Way. And anticipated release dates on the 20th of August. So we have another maybe 3 weeks to wait for this. And I'm really, really, really anticipating it.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
CN Blue is going to go my way, if you know what I mean.
With like 6 tracks, it's awesome. Okay, next up, JYJ, who is going to be releasing their new album called Just Us. Man, I wish it was Just Us. In the new album, there's going to be 13 tracks, really, really hot and really, really sexy.
13, lucky for some.
I'm sweating.
We are going to go on to J-pop, and I don't know how to pronounce his name very well. He is Tomohisa Yamashita, a singer, actor. He's been in the industry for a very long time, since 1999, and this is the 14th album that he's going to be releasing. It's called Asobi.
And I just want to say you did a great job at the pronunciation, spot on.
I hope so. I mean, we're going to get callers.
I can only assume.
How badly I pronounced his name. Okay. And a lot of band girls will be jumping for joy for this one. Infinite has come back with their official MV of Back on YouTube. So it is out and it is super, super upbeat, and they're all dressed in black and super hot and handsome and awesome.
They are looking very angry, as usual.
Wow. Very angry.
They pull it off. They do a good job of it. They look angry, but they are nice with their makeup.
I have to talk about Boyfriend. I wish they were my boyfriend. And they have come out with a new, music video for a song called Here. Very, very cute. They have like different colored hairs like J-pop groups do, and very, very cute. And everything about them is so cute and casual and awesome.
Make sure you post it on our Facebook page so we can all see.
Yes. Secret has just released their new Japanese version of Yuhu. It has come out on the J-pop chart, and I am anticipating how well it'll be doing.
I'm sure it's going to do pretty well.
All right, and that's it for new releases. I think I shall start on birthdays.
Yes, who was born today? Who was born this week?
Who?
Yes, happy birthday, Sayaka Akimoto.
Nice.
Happy birthday.
She used to be from AKB48. Graduated a year ago, and she is turning 26. Rina Matsui, she's from SKB48, just turning 23. Lee Min Woo, not Lee Min Ho, but Lee Min Woo. He's from Shinhwa, and he is turning 35 on the 28th. So that's pretty, pretty old in K-pop world, but he is a legend because Shinhwa is K-pop.
Awesome. Jenna, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Look forward to you keeping us posted in weeks to come.
Thank you for having me on the show.
No worries. Let's get to that Malaysian track now on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
To be missing, my heart seems to be itching, glitching. I don't really care if it's fiction. I can't see you, but I feel you, and I need you right here. We were meant to be, baby. There's nothing more clear. You and me, me and you, none in between. Two reckless view, and I can't know this, should know this. We should never ever be alone. I miss you way too much. Yeah. This has been way too long. You have been way too far. If you don't come back, I'ma sing this song.
When you feel alone, I'm in. From home, look to the heavens and let it be known. No matter the mountains, across any oceans, I got you, I'm with you. Do you know that I miss you? Like the moon in the dark night sky, I'll be your shining star above the world so high. A million miles.
The Community Radio Network, Asian Pop Radio Australia with Jay, John and
Jeanette.
Thank you. Are you impressed as much as I am that we got through that whole segment with me calling Genstar Genstar and you Jeanette?
No, you stumbled.
No, I didn't.
You hesitated. Didn't. You were like, Jenna?
That's like, a lie. That is a lie.
When you I listen was back ace. To it, you can call me up and be like, Jeanette, I do owe you
$20. $20? I don't remember putting $20 on the table.
See, this is why you need to listen 20, back to the show.
$20. I'll give you $20. I don't even know if they make
gross.
That.
I don't want any dongs.
Rishva featuring Jay Walia and Harvinth Skin with Million Miles. Direct from Malaysia. That's actually made it to the hits.fm Met 10 countdown. So the local top 10 chart in Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9 this week. Second week on the chart. And we think it's ace.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We don't think it should be number 9.
No. And hopefully the guys are going to send through some music for us so we can share some more of their stuff on weeks to come.
Shout out to Rashva.
Yeah. Still to come, we've got a great review from Shaz. She's in Korea.
Yes.
Doing Korean stuff.
Currently in Korea.
Seeing Korean things. Oh. Currently.
Yeah.
Currently.
Currently.
Very current.
Mm-hmm.
Very current and happening
just
now.
Like black currants.
Yeah. For now, here is Paul with the Thai pop song of the week.
Take it away, Paul.
And now, please be upstanding for the Thailand national anthem and Paul's Thai song of the week.
DJ, put it back.
Hey guys, it's Paul here, your Thai pop specialist. This week I have a Thai song for you called Jeb Kae Nai Go Yang Rak You, which translates to Even if it hurts so much, I still love you forever. Sing by a Thai rock indie band called Yesterday. They are featuring a very popular female vocalist, Phim Bongkot. The song is about a couple falling in love, but the girl is very poor and and the boy is very rich. The boy's mother doesn't like the girl, so she tells her to like go away and don't come and bother her son anymore. It's a very sad ending, and in the end, they have to go separate ways. Japan Nai Go Young Rock You on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
เขาควรมีอนาคตที่ดีกว่านี้เธอไม่เคยมีลูกเธอไม่มีวันเข้าใจหรอก
แต่เรารักกันนะคะ
รักกันแล้วมันกินเข้าไปได้หรือเปล่าล่ะ
เจ็บที่รักแต่ไม่อาจให้เธอรู้
หยุดเพ้อเจ้อได้แล้ว
เจ็บที่ฉันต้องปิดบังซ่อนอยู่ทุกวันต้องทำให้ดูว่าฉันไม่เป็นอะไรเจ็บแค่ไหนก็ไม่อาจให้เธอรู้เจ็บแค่ไหนก็ยังรักอยู่ห้ามใจอย่างไรไม่รู้ว่าฉันหยุดคิดถึงเธอสักที
ที่มันซ่อนอยู่แบกรับความทรมานสักเท่าไรในสิ่งที่เธอทำไปอา
ากดูว่าฉันคนนี้ไม่มีหัวใจไม่เหลือความทรงจำที่ผ่านมาหากดูว่าฉันคนนี้ไม่มีน้ำตาแต่ข้างในหัวใจเจ็บที่รักนั้นไม่อาจให้เธอรู้เจ็บที่ฉันต้องปิดบังซ่อนอยู่ทุกวันต้องทำให้ดูฉันไม่เป็นอะไรเจ็บแค่ไหนก็ไม่อาจให้เธอรู้เจ็บแค่ไหนก็ยังรักอยู่ข้ามใจอย่างไรไม่รู้ว่าฉันหยุดคิดเรียกเธอสักที
เรายังรักกันอยู่ไหม
across the Community Radio Network, Asian Pop Radio Australia. Thank you to Paul for another Thai Pop Song of the Week.
Thank you, Paul.
Very Thai.
Mm-hmm.
Very Paul.
That's
and
why it's Paul Thai Week.
Yeah.
These ones go south.
He's doing well. He finds a corker. I think this week is the first ballad he's chosen in some time now, right?
Well, Paul is just full of surprises.
Hmm.
To be honest.
Hey, do you know what?
We
have not acknowledged Tank FM as much as we should have.
Tank?
In fact, at all yet.
Tank FM.
Tank FM.
I think you should enlighten us on who Tank FM is and why we want to talk about them.
Well, we're across the Community Radio Network.
So we are across all of the community
on
network.
Joy 94.9 in Melbourne, mm-hmm, on a Saturday night.
Yes.
And Switch 1197, Brisbane. Yes. Cairns FM.
Yep.
2SER in Sydney.
That one.
And Tank
FM. Did you just like name four though?
There's quite a
lot. Oh, mate. Wait. Several means more than one, doesn't it?
Yes. Should I say a plethora instead?
Isn't plethora a type of material? Moving on.
Yeah, but Tank FM Kempsey. So hello to everyone in Kempsey.
Hi, Kempsey. People in Kempsey.
Hope it's rocking in Kempsey today.
We'll make it rock for them.
Yeah.
This is a shout out to our one love, Kempsey.
Yeah. You want to find out more about our show? Please visit fb.com/AsianPopRadioAustralia.
Don't forget to hashtag that APRA family.
OMG. It's time to play some Cindy Wang, and then we're going to hear from Hello K-Pop's Phil.
Oh.
Right after. There you go.
Feeling some Cindy Wong.
Asian Pop Radio. Should I try that again? Asian Pop Radio, Australia. Cindy Wang.
香水，一定先会抓住你尾，这种女生要去哪追？快说你爱不爱我？ Oh, 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 oh. 浪漫情话不嫌多。My baby, baby. 快说你想不想我？ Oh, 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 oh. 承认吧，做什么都少不了我。
天南地北，还温柔帮你捶背，快点叫我最贴心宝贝。转出门小酌一杯，明晚在家替你盖被，让世界多么完美。快说你爱不爱我？ Oh, 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 浪漫情话不嫌多。My baby, baby, 快说你想不想我？ Oh, 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 承认吧，做什么都少不了我。
Australia's biggest online K-pop news website. Here's Hello K-pop with a Korean pop news update.
Right across the community radio network, this is Asian Pop Radio Australia with Jeanette and Jay John this week. And in the studio, once again, we have Phil of HelloKpop.com.
Hey, Jess.
Apparently a K-pop fan on X Factor this week.
Yeah, Erin Miranda, a K-pop fan, blew everyone away at her audition on the X Factor this week. The shy 15-year-old student appeared on this week's episode of X Factor Australia and got a standing ovation from the judges. After her show-stopping performance of Jennifer Hudson's And I Am Telling You, judges had nothing but high praises for the young EXO fan. We're looking for an international superstar, someone who could sell records around the world, and I think we just found one, X Factor judge Ronan Keating said. Erin, who is a big fan of EXO, Girls' Generation, Big Bang, will be progressing to next week's boot camp in a competition. Watch her breathtaking audition on HelloKpop.com.
Wow, be good to see another young Asian person doing well locally.
Yeah, that's to follow Diamond Im's footstep, right?
Yes, hopefully. Okay, and Park Bom back in the news?
Yeah, this is a sweet gesture from 21 fans. Park Bom's Don't Cry single has re-entered the real-time music charts for the first time after it was released 3 years ago. The 2011 song reached number 9 on PsyWorld and number 45 on iCharts real-time chart. Park Bom has not filmed episodes for Roommate after she was hit with drug smuggling allegations this month. Industry insiders are saying she may quit the show for good. Many 21 fans said that they were trying to send a message to Park Bom, telling the singer don't cry. Very fitting.
Oh, wow. There you go. Thought-provoking stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, and finally, has someone busted their way into JYP's offices?
Yeah, apparently JYP took too long to respond to a job application.
What?
So he found his way into JYP's building and demanded to meet JYP.
Wow.
Yeah, he was able to pass security by closely following an employee into the building and managed to reach the third floor despite, you know, things blocking him.
Yeah.
And yeah, secretary rejected his demand to meet JYP and then the man threw a 30 centimeter kitchen knife.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, luckily wow. No one was hurt.
I hope the kitchen knife was just from over the road. I think there's a Dunkin' Donuts. Maybe he just got a plastic knife and decided while he was eating a donut he was going to go over there and cause some havoc.
I hope so. And yeah, luckily no one was hurt, right? So it must have been a plastic knife.
Happy ending. He's happy in jail now. Oh, Phil, thank you so much as usual for the Hello K-Pop update.
No worries. To see what's trending in K-Pop, check out HelloKpop.com.
And go again and again and again.
And always check HelloKpop.com. Go back.
Bookmark it now. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks. Catch you next week.
안녕하세요. P.U.R.E. 김입니다.
Follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio.
Oh,
향해 하나뿐인 그 사람 내 생에 한 번뿐인 그 사람 너 하나만 나기 위해 외로운 눈물로 달랬나 봐 세상에 하나뿐인 그 사람 사랑해 오직 가난한 한 사람 오직 너 하나만 바라볼래 영원히 이 세상 더 끝까지 함께할래 다른 네 폭폭도 남아줘 곳곳도 앞으로 펼쳐진 아래나 내게 노래도 내게
항상 널 감사할게 누구보다 더 잘할게 원하는 건 뭐든지 말해 널 위해
My Roots 세상에 하나뿐인 그 사람 내 생에 한 번뿐인 그 사람 너 하나만 나기 위해 외로운 눈물로 달랬나 봐 세상에 하나뿐인 그 사람 사랑해 오직 가난한 한 사람 오직 너 하나만 아껴줄래 영원히 이 세상 저 끝까지 함께할래
만나기 위해 많은 눈물을 흘렸었기에
지금 이 순간 바로 내 곁에는 정말 예쁜 네가 있어
신받던
세상에
That's Pure, K-pop band Pure with Wedding Dress featuring Taeyong on Asian Pop Radio Australia. Now, I'm a bit concerned about Jeanette. She sort of seemed to do a bit of a jumping jack or something and split her pants and has run down the street to try and find either a patch or some pants. But thankfully, on the line, once again, Jeanette's grandma's called in, which is always perfect timing, I must say. Let's cross to Lula. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
Thanks. You've called back. How exciting.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hey, hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
That is...
There is a problem.
There is a problem. Yes, Jeanette. No,
there is a problem with you, Josh.
Josh?
Josh.
No, Jay John.
Yes, Josh. Look, Josh, there is a problem with you.
Yes, I have lots of problems.
I have lots of people saying that on the radio they can hear me.
Yeah?
They say that I'm cool.
You are cool.
But that's a really bad insult.
Why?
I have high blood pressure. It's not cooled down yet.
Okay.
And when people tell me that, my blood pressure rises even more.
Oh, really? I'm terribly sorry. What? They're just trying to compliment you because it was a good conversation last week.
What conversation?
We had a conversation. We were talking about if Jeanette was a naughty girl when she was younger, remember?
Yes. We try and get Jeanette a boyfriend because she needs one.
Yeah. She's not having much luck in that area, is she?
I don't know. She never talks to me.
Oh, well, this isn't good. Why do you think the reason is that she's not speaking to you?
She's very busy with studying, but she never gets good grades.
Well, she says that. She says she's busy studying, but I think she's at home watching dramas.
Yes, always dramas. But why do they speak another language? It's like kind of like Ching Chong.
Oh, wow.
But I think it's Korean.
Do you think that she should be watching only Filipino dramas? Because that's her heritage, right?
She used to speak Filipino when she was small.
Yeah.
But when she grew up, she speaks Korean instead. I don't know why she not speak Tagalog or English.
Wow. Do you think she's forgetting about her roots?
No, because she still eats a lot.
Okay.
She eats too much rice and the adobo I cook for her. Too much.
Does that make her Filipino, that she's eating too much?
Yes, of course.
Oh, but that means you are being being looked after though, right? You don't want to be skinny.
Yes, but sometimes she does not eat, and sometimes I have to smack her because she needs to remember. She needs to eat.
I hope you don't smack her very hard.
Oh no, I smack her with words of discipline.
In space out.
Yes.
How's the iPhone going, by the way?
I don't know. It dropped in the toilet.
Oh no.
But someone said it was waterproof, so I thought it was okay.
Okay.
But then Jeanette put it in rice, and I said, what's the point? It's a waste of rice. I can't eat it later because it has an iPhone in it.
That would be awkward.
Yes.
Okay, Lula, Esther, I think I hear Jeanette coming back, so we might talk to you again next week.
Yes. Can you tell Jeanette to bring onions tonight?
Okay.
I need the onions to cook soup.
Okay, I will do that.
Yes,
I promise.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, okay. See you. Bye.
Hashtag at Bro Family.
Yeah, bye. ゆらりゆられて自由になりたい君と心の扉全部開いて大空に飛んで行きたい君と今日も乾いている誰にも見られたくないブルー笑顔を取り繕う日々を過ごし君との距離を縮めたのやめてずるいのは私よ自分を責めないで君は悪くないよごめん本当見せないまま君を抱きしめてた癒されたか笑ってない化粧をしてる意味もない小さな頃はいつも素直だったいつからこうなったのかしらねやめて涙見せないでよ自分を責めないで君は優しすぎるごめんだけど愛してるのこれだけは事実よいつも幸せな風に吹かれて雲に腰掛け素直になりたい君と心の涙全部拭って未来に飛んで行きたい君と
with the Asian Pop Radio Australia review.
Welcome to another review on Asian Pop Radio Australia with your reviewer, Shazza. What can I say about Latte World? Overall, I was fairly disappointed. Before I get any hate, let me explain myself. Lotte World Adventureland, as some would call it, a knockoff of Disneyland, is a bright and full of life theme park that's selling point is basically acting and feeling like a princess as you move up and down side to side. Despite having a magnitude of rides ranging from rides even 2-year-olds could ride to rides of a much larger scale that are sure to scare, I still somehow got kinda bored. There were only 2 really scary rides, and even then, I was only scared because I have never been on those sorts of rides before and was scared of the unknown rather than the ride itself. One of the rides was a roller coaster that went really, really fast and also did a loop upside down. The other scary ride was one that went from side to side and lifted you up as you sat with 30 other people in a circular shape, which, looking at it, looked kind of boring. But upon riding it, I found it to be quite enjoyable as you get to swing over the water and see lots of buildings. Now for the food. I was pre-warned about how bad the food there was. And even so, I didn't find the food that bad. They had Asian-style hot dogs and churros, which made me and my accompanying partner reasonably happy. Later in the night, I bought some ice cream balls. They're called popping balls, but that is not an accurate description of them. They are basically tiny small balls that melt into ice cream in your mouth. Yes, they melt into ice cream. Having this at Lotte World Adventureland was the most enjoyable part of the experience, and it only cost about 2,500 won, which is roughly $2.50. Another highlight beside the ice cream was wearing a ridiculous headband which featured a big pink bow on top. Through Korean dramas and variety shows, we see that wearing a big headband is the staple of going to this theme park, but upon buying one straight away and walking around, it appeared that wearing headbands is more limited to foreigners and younger middle school kids. It is actually not as big as TV has made it out to be, which in my eyes is a shame. Nonetheless, I didn't mind being the foreigner wearing the stupid headband. Lastly, as for pricing to get into Lotte World, it is about $45 Australian for all day and about $37 for after 4 p.m. entry. So if you're going with just friends and no younger children that have to be home by a certain time, I suggest going after 4. K-pop stars often appear around 6 each day and give a mini performance on the main stage, which is unmissable as you will see many fangirls around. On that note, overall, I would probably not go again, but it always comes down to your company, and my partner that day just wasn't enjoying herself. Thank you for listening to another review by Shazza on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Whoa, what just happened? That was weird. That's it from us for another week of Asian Pop Radio.
Thank you, Shaz. Thank you, J-John. Thank you, listeners.
Thank you, Jeanette.
Paul, Chen.
Genstar.
Smackdown.
Make sure you do subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio.
You should follow us because exciting things are happening and they are exciting. So if you want to be excited, get excited with us in excitement.
Dừng bên em nhàn giấc mơ, dù bao nhiêu khổ đau nhưng anh vẫn yêu. làm sao anh được có em, đừng bên em nghe giấc mơ dù bao nhiêu khổ đau nhưng anh vẫn yêu. She's a better girl.
Thanks for listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia. We acknowledge the support of radio stations across the Community Radio Network who air our program weekly, the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia and 3Joy in Melbourne for use of production facilities. Asian Pop Radio is produced by volunteers and is not-for-profit. With no advertising budget, we rely on you to help promote us to your friends. Please share us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram and Quickie social media pages with your friends. Spoken by M. Thompson, 225 Bourke Street, Melbourne. Nagare boshi, la 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 涙と心と頬に流れてる私の涙よ悔しくて泣くんじゃない生きてる証なんだよ胸を癒すようなこのメロディ一人一人だけどだけどなぜかなぜか一人じゃないような気分になれる悲しきヘブン心が私はそれで十分セブンスヘブンいつかはたどり着くこの果てなき空を行けば迷うこともあるだろう流れ星どっかいざ見えない現実の中で今夜だけ一人じゃないそんな感じがしてるため息で言葉にならない瞬間もあるが寂しくて震えていたあの頃が懐かしいな遠い過去なんてどうでもいい明日に明日になればなればきっと眩しい光この手に入る悲しきヘブン痛んだ翼でもそれが叶うことを信じなきゃ私の意味がないセブンスヘブン青いこの星から遠きこもる目指す適切なことなら悲しきヘブン心が乾くけどただ一つ夢があるだけで私はそれで十分セブンスヘブンいつかはたどり着くこの果てなき空を行けば迷うこともあるだろう流れ星願いを込めれば君に伝わるのこの街は孤独だけど君と出会えた街だから